Hello, my beautiful friend. This is going to be probably a very short audio. I love you and I want to connect with you, and it helps my heart to connect with you. And I'm also really, I'm just going through a really hard time. And I almost didn't do a love gram. And then thankfully, you know, there's a part of me that knows, like, one of the things that, and I'm saying this to myself, and I'm saying this to you, one of the things that helps so much, oh, it's cold. I wanted you to hear the wind chimes because I don't have any music for you. One of the things that helps me so much in grief and in the current other losses that I'm going through, one of the things that helps me so much is connecting. And I'm saying this to myself, and I'm saying this to you, and I'm aware that today is Mother's Day in the United States. I don't, probably not, you know, for all of you, because I know it's a different day internationally, but just for the sake of the fact that it is here in the United States. And I just wanted to send out the biggest message of love to anyone right now who is missing their mom, you know, or missing a child. And that could be, you know, that they've died. It could mean that they're far away. It could mean you're estranged. It could mean so many things. It could mean maybe you wanted to have a baby and never did, or you had a baby and had a miscarriage. There's so many, you know, there's so many losses around mothers and mothering and nurturing. I just had a conversation with a young woman the other day, and, you know, her mother just didn't get her, just didn't believe in her, just didn't encourage her. You know, there's losses like that, growing up feeling like we didn't really get the support, you know. And I'm super lucky myself, and this is something that I knew would be really good for me, right? In the midst of a lot of other things that I am just heartbroken over right now, you know, including the state of our country, including my little kitty who is on her very last days. I don't know how long she has. It's so hard. Including other losses, my job. I knew it would be really good for me to talk to you and to say how grateful I am that in my own life that I have an amazing mother who has taught me everything I know about finding joy even when life is hard. And she's just been the greatest role model for that. And she's also been the greatest role model for finding joy in the smallest of spaces and without having a lot of money to spend on it. You know, she's just like happy to have a corner of the room where she can read a book and look out the window or hear a bird. I just love that. Oops, an alarm went off and turned off my recording. I think what I was saying is I just really wanted to acknowledge and celebrate that sometimes when we have big heartbreak, big losses, big griefs, that even for just a few minutes like this to turn my attention, or to turn our attention, I should say, to a place in our lives where the love is strong. And I hope for everyone listening that there's at least one or a few of those. Like for me, Mother's Day, I love my son like crazy. I'm so blessed to have him. And I love my mom like crazy. And I'm so blessed to have her. And just talking to you about this, and I guess I wasn't quite sure where I was going to go with this conversation today, feeling really heavy, heavy-hearted when I picked up the recorder. But that's, you know, I guess that's where I wanted to go, which is if this Mother's Day is hard for you for any of the so many countless reasons it could possibly be hard, then I hope that you will turn to another place where the love is bright and strong and lean into that. Because I think this is what we have to do for ourselves. This is the medicine, right? That when one place feels hard, maybe sometimes even impossible, to lean in as much as we can to a place where there is a strong love and warmth. And what I also wanted to say to you is, if you could just spend a moment or two and just think about if there is somebody in your life who has lost their mom, maybe somebody in your life who is grieving, or their mom is ill, or they've had a child die, or they're missing a mom or a child, or, you know, anyone who might be going through a hard time today, reach out. You know, it can be as simple as a very short call. I'm thinking of you, you know, something like that, to let them know. And if it's you, I'm sending you a big, big hug right now. And if, like me, you're grieving over some other losses, I give you a big hug right now. And if you're in a good place, I give you a big hug right now, and I'm so happy for you. And I hope you'll take that good energy and, you know, smile at a stranger that you pass on the street, or, you know, talk to somebody in line at the market. Let that energy be your gift today to somebody, because, yeah, people need it. People need it. And wherever you are, you know, however your energy is, if you're sad, if you're upset, if you're worried, if you're happy, if you're joyful, if you're smiling, if you're crying, I love you. And I'm so glad we're here together. And as I've said a million times, thank you to Ram Dass for the beautiful quote. We're all just walking each other home. And we are. We are. We're holding hands. We're helping each other through. And you've lifted my spirits just now, on a really, really, really hard day for me. So I send you love. Bye-bye.